The city of Sitka doesn't have enough money to maintain government as is. They must either cut services or raise funds. The Sitka School District, in particular, is facing a $2 million deficit and may have to eliminate teaching positions. This didn't sit well with several senior citizens. A citizens group collected 380 signatures calling for the city to replace the senior sales tax exemption with a rebate program. Assembly members Kevin Knox and Bob Petruski co-sponsored a like-minded ordinance, which appeared before the assembly Tuesday night on first reading. Among the senior citizens in favor were Cindy Littman, Steve Lowry, and Eric Jordan.
At one time, seniors were typically poorer than younger people, but that's no longer the case.
Those who need it can take it, but I don't need it.
Some of you may know it's been a pretty tough year for fishermen, so I've been claiming it. But I'm not going to claim it in the future. I'm going to rip it up.
Jordan then shred his senior sales tax exemption card to prove his point. If passed, eliminating the tax exemption would be a $500,000 boon for the city. In its stead, the ordinance allows for qualifying low-income Sitkins over 65 to apply for an annual rebate check of $350, so long as they already earn assistance from a list of social welfare programs, like state Medicaid or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Several citizens felt this was unfair to the elderly who paid their taxes as younger people and deserve a break. That included Shirley Robards, John Duncan, and Rachel Moreno.
We know many deserving seniors will no longer be eligible under the new rules, and who knows how many more will refuse to be humiliated and threatened by the city for even applying.
I really believe that you folks should just kind of leave the old people alone.
Elders don't need to be put in a position where they go from a nice benefit to applying for a welfare program.
Co-sponsor Kevin Knox noted that the ordinance had to describe this as a social welfare program. Otherwise, the city would have to issue every qualifying person a 1099 form. After 45 minutes of public testimony, the assembly took up deliberations. Demographic trends were a big part of the conversation. Sitka's population is aging, with 16% of the population over 65. Those for the tax worried especially about the fate of young families. Mayor Matthew Hunter noting that the price of housing has quadrupled and there's less children enrolled in the Sitka school district. Families are leaving town. Assemblymember Bob Petruski reasoned that financially able seniors should contribute to the sales tax base to help out these young families.
We're shifting the burden from people who can afford to pay, who have spent a lifetime making money and who have saved money, and we're shifting it to that younger group who are just starting out.
But those for the tax worried about the fate of the elderly who wouldn't qualify for the proposed rebate. Assemblymember Richard Ween took aim at how the program would work, saying it eliminates protections for those senior citizens on the borderline.
And the difference between young and old is a 22-year-old has a lifetime to earn money. But somebody who's 78 years old, that's it. Whatever's in their bank account, that's it.
Assemblymember Aaron Bean said the money the city needs could be found in further cuts. He wants the city to consider eliminating temporary workers. The vote on first reading was an even split. For the tax was Mayor Matthew Hunter, Bob Petruski, and Kevin Knox, while Richard Ween, Aaron Bean, and Ben Miyasato voted against. In his comments, Miyasato said he voted against eliminating the senior sales tax exemption in 2012 and would maintain his stance. Assemblymember Steven Eisenbeis was absent. Since it takes a vote of four to kill an ordinance on first reading, this tax proposal will come up again for second reading on April 27th. Also at an impasse was a tax proposal to raise lodging taxes, which combines bed and sales taxes from 12% to 16%. Sponsored by Hunter and Knox, this proposal would net $1.2 million in revenue for the general fund, where it could be diverted to, say, the Sitka Performing Arts Center or the Harbor Fund. Several members of the visitor industry cautioned the assembly from taking such action, saying it could hurt tourism. Sherry Aiken, the director of tourism with Visit Sitka, spoke to the Ripples, at one point addressing Hunter, who is a teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School.
And people come to go to graduation at Mount Edgecombe, Matt. all the parents have to stay someplace, and now they're going to be paying 16%. So they're not an other, they're us. When they come over for mud ball from Juneau, are they going to still come if they have to pay 16% bed tax? Maybe, maybe not.
Aaron Bean spoke fervently against this tax proposal, saying it would drive visitors away. He added, quote, "I would ask that you not make Sitka the most expensive place to visit. A lodging tax of 16% would be the highest in Southeast." Knox responded by saying that people will leave Sitka, residents and visitors alike, if infrastructure deteriorates. He spoke specifically about the harbors.
Everybody in this community, everybody, whether you have a boat or not, benefits from our harbor system, and we all need to pitch into it somehow, not just the users.
Bob Petruski then made a motion amending the ordinance to raise the lodging tax to 14%. That motion was voted down. And when it came time for a final vote on the ordinance as written, it was tied 3-3, with the same assembly members voting the same way as the senior sales tax proposal. This, too, will come up again for second and final reading at their April 27th meeting. The assembly also approved on first reading funding for a landslide study and heard a detailed presentation on the final draft of the Sitka Comprehensive Plan. They also heard public testimony from both citizens and City Administrator Keith Brady about the removal of an art show on the second floor of City Hall. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.